Welcome, I'm Alma Meyer with NowHealing.com, and the topic of this instant energy healing is upgrading and trusting your intuition. This is part of a five-part series on intuition and psychic ability, and you can listen to these audios in any order. And we are going to do an instant activation and upgrade for your specific intention for how you would like to improve your intuition, whether you're already very intuitive or you're just starting to become aware of it. So what is your intention? Get in touch with one single thing that you'd like to upgrade right now related to your intuition. If you have several things, just choose one and listen to this audio again. Just do one issue per listening because you'll get different shifts every time. So find the intention that is coming up for you right now that's presenting itself to be upgraded. Now let's get a quick gauge, a quick measurement of how you feel about that intention right now. Zero would mean that you're on target, you're right there, you're centered, it's not even an issue, it already exists. And 10 is it's very distant and impossible to achieve. So just find the first number that pops into your awareness and remember that, and we will come back to that soon. In a minute, we will begin your intuition upgrade with some energetic alignments. You don't have to know how this works, so just set your questions aside for now and just follow along. This work happens way beyond our conscious awareness, and our minds don't have to keep track of it, just like our minds can't keep track of our cell division or the birth of stars in distant galaxies, yet those things still happen. If you have questions later after you do this audio, you can listen to Instant Energy Healing, a Quick Start Guide to Now Healing. And that will give you some more instructions, but do that later because you'll have all you need to know to do this upgrade right now. So here's what you need to do. When I say one of these three commands, these Now Healing commands, which are align, disentangle, or reintegrate, simply go to your center. Input them to your center. And to do that, to go to your center, just place your easy, gentle attention on the vertical line going up the center of your body, containing your spinal nerves, your chakras, and a whole lot more. So just do that for a split second. Just go to your center. It's like pressing the enter button on your computer. Doing that will enter the commands and activate instant change. And you cannot do it wrong. It will activate no matter what, and I'll be doing it for you too. So just set aside any doubt and just do it anyway. And oftentimes I'll say the word now after one of the commands, and that is an excellent time to go to your center on the word now. Okay, here we go. Align with allowing instant shifts now. Align with centeredness and non-attachment to any outcome now, so that you are centered and open to the highest expression of energy alignment that can happen for you in this moment. Align with effectively being able to go to your center, whether you know what you're doing or not. Align with doing it anyway now. Align with your innate ability to shift energy instantly, now. Align with being at center, your enhanced senses calibrated to zero. Align with center now. And that's another really useful thing about going to your center. It recalibrates you, which is great for intuition. It sort of presses the reset button so that you are non-attached and able to neutrally observe all of reality without negative associations or collective thought forms distorting your perceptions and awareness. When you are at center, whatever comes into your awareness is true. When you are truly at center, truly neutral and non-attached, whatever you notice is a real awareness. So let's align with that non-attached awareness now. Align with it for all your senses, your physical senses, your energetic senses. Align with all that now. And align with neutrality and non-attachment in your thoughts and opinions now. Align with non-attachment and neutrality of your expectations and assumptions now. And just go back to your center and feel how that centeredness is not just a physical centeredness, not just an energetic centeredness, not just emotional and mental centeredness, but all of the above, now. And let's disentangle from the duality of trusting and not trusting your intuition. Disentangle now, so that whether you trust your intuition or don't trust your intuition, you still have intuition, and trust is not an issue. Let's disentangle from the duality of doubt and no doubt now, so that doubt and doubtlessness are not even an issue. Let's disentangle from the duality of certainty and uncertainty now, so that whether you're certain or not, you are still tapped in and tuned in to your intuition. Let's disentangle from doubt in other areas of your life now. Disentangle that from doubt about your intuition, because feeling doubtful about, you know, one thing can cause you to resonate with doubt in other areas. So we'll disentangle that and reintegrate it, bringing you to center around doubt and no doubt now. Because there is such a thing as true doubt and true uncertainty versus ego-driven doubt and uncertainty. True doubt is valuable. True uncertainty is valuable because it's okay not to be certain all the time. Sometimes you just cannot know. But that kind of true doubt will feel centered and strong and whole when you have true uncertainty. Sort of like the magic eight ball saying, ask again later. Sometimes you just can't know right now in this moment, and that's okay. Let's align you with knowing when you cannot know and knowing when you can know now. Let's align with knowing on all levels now. Knowing in your body, knowing in your senses, and knowing in your mind now. And while we're at it, let's disentangle your mind from your senses. Disentangle that now and reintegrate them now so that they're working together. Really input that one into your center again. Disentangle your mind and your senses now and reintegrate them now. Disentangle your habitual opinions and assumptions about your intuition now, and disentangle your opinions and assumptions about intuition in general now. Disentangle your local thoughts about intuition and global thought forms, collective thought forms, ancestral thought forms about intuition now. Disentangle from negative associations with intuition now, and disentangle from positive associations with intuition now, because you want to be centered, neutral, and non-attached to any and all associations with intuition so that you can have even clearer intuition now. And let's do a big reintegrate on your mind, your local thoughts, your knowingness, your enhanced sense perception with your infinite self and the universal mind now, so that your knowing is aligned with universal knowing. And it's not just your little local mind. It's the whole entire mind of the universe that you have access to with your intuition now. And this applies not just to the present moment, but it also applies to the past and the future. So let's align your specific intention upgrade for your intuition with everything in the past, everything in the present, and everything in the future now. Align it with other dimensions and other universes so that you can bring in knowingness from multidimensional awareness now. And let's disentangle from any fears or apprehensions that might be coming up that there's going to be too much information, because you have appropriate filters. Let's just make you aware of your appropriate filters, know them now, so that you are getting the information that is useful and that you can work with in the moment using your intuition, aligning with that now. And all that other information out there in the universe, you don't have to download it all the time. You can decide when you want to access it. Think of it as going to the library or going on the internet. I don't know if you even remember what libraries are anymore. Plugging into the internet of the universal mind and searching for the information, finding it, rather than having it all barrage you. Disentangle from any past experiences of intuitive overwhelm now and reset to zero, recalibrate at zero now. And let's work with receiving information some more. You may wonder, where am I receiving this information from? Is it from my guides? Is it from my infinite self? Is it from the universal mind? And it can come in many, many different ways. So you might want to notice where you generally receive it. Is it in your body with your physical senses or your enhanced senses? Is it in your gut or your skin or your hands or your throat? Align with being at center around those sense perceptions now. It may come through your mind. Align with centeredness around information coming in through your mind now. It may come through your emotions. Align with knowing when your emotions are actually yours and when you are noticing them and resonating with other people's emotions, because that is not always useful. So disentangle and reintegrate that now. You may receive information through your auric field or your energy field. You may feel it in space outside of your body, and that is valid information too. So you can have access to this whole palette of colors and frequencies of receiving information. It's all valid. So aligning with that now. It may be coming in from your third eye chakra or your crown chakra. Sometimes it will come in from a certain direction in space. Like for me, it often comes in from the upper left or the upper right. So wherever it comes in for you, wherever the many ways that you receive intuitive information, we're going to disentangle them all from each other, clean out all the gunk in between, and reintegrate them, putting them back together in a nice, clean, clear pattern now. Your intuition will feel different at different times. Don't look for it to always feel the same. Don't look for it to always feel highly spiritual. It might be a very mundane, everyday sensation, like you might, you know, feel it in your feet, or you might just have a matter-of-fact knowingness. It does not have to feel spiritual, because intuition isn't spiritual. You get spiritual information with your intuition, but you get a lot of other information with your intuition also. So disentangle from expectations of how it's supposed to feel, of how your guru feels it or how your teacher feels it. You may not feel it that way. You're not supposed to feel it in a specific way. You want to be open to feeling it any way that it presents itself that is going to be useful. Good. So disentangling from those expectations again now so that you don't miss any important information that isn't coming in a way that you expect. Okay, so tune into your intention and find it as energy out in front of you. Find it as already done, already reached your intention or your goal, and bring it into your center now. Good. Take a nice centering breath. And let's see where you're at right now. Let's have you get in touch with your original intention, your original issue again, and notice what is different. Notice what has changed. Let's get another measurement the way it is right now, not how it was before. Zero is centered, whole, on target. So what is your number now? And again, find the first number that shows up for you. You don't need to think about why or how or what happened, just the first number. If that number is not yet at zero, at center, let's align it with zero now. Input that to your center. Align your number with zero now. And another way of doing that is let's create a knob or a volume fader. And take your number wherever it is and just bring that volume fader to zero now. Good, and you can feel that expansiveness. And let's align your intention with wholeness now and from now on. And one more thing we're going to do, we're going to flip our scale around. Now, zero means no intuition, and 10 means the best possible intuition for you. So what's your number right now for that? If it's not yet at a 10, or even if it is at a 10, we're going to align it with a 10. Now we're going to turn it up to 11, like in that movie Spinal Tap. Turn it up to 11. Now turn it up infinitely off the charts, expanding out into all directions and all dimensions now. Good. Excellent. Let's allow these shifts to integrate with your daily life, with your body, mind, spirit. Let's allow them to integrate and manifest now and from now on. Wonderful, wonderful. Good. If you have any questions about how to do now healing, you can listen to that quick audio that I told you about titled Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing. Or you can visit nowhealing.com and check out our frequently asked questions. Enjoy this centered and aligned and infinite intuition. And remember to be aware of what has already improved and upgraded so that you can continue to amplify that morphic field of always upgrading to wholeness now.